This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, October 23rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Dam expansion approved. DPR drafts adjuvant regulation. And Majority Whip, 8 others in speaker's race. Major dam expansion approved. Local and federal agencies have approved the first major water storage project in California in a dozen years. Raising the BF Sisk Dam by 10 feet would add 130,000 acre-feet of storage space in the offstream reservoir. That's enough water to irrigate more than 1 million acres of farmland along the west side of the San Joaquin Valley, as well as supply 2 million people with drinking water and support 135,000 acres of wetlands and habitat. The Interior Department and the San Luis and Delta Mendota Water Authority approved the plans Friday. Kevin Michael, a farmer who chairs the Water Authority's board, said capturing more water is critical to communities, farms, and wildlife amid California's changing climate. DPR drafts regulation on adjuvants. The Department of Pesticide Regulation is proposing to require that pesticide labels include information on adjuvants. The Ingredients Act is a wetting or spreading agent to help pesticides stick to weeds. While EPA does not consider adjuvants pesticides, California does, and is seeking to protect bystanders and the environment from any potential hazards. According to the proposal, the adjuvant chemicals have long and complex names that are not meaningful to end users. DPR would fix that by requiring language that describes the broader chemical class. The issue has already raised concerns from ag commissioners. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Majority Whip, 8 others in race for Speaker. House Republicans meet tonight to hear from the latest 9 candidates for Speaker. Majority Whip Tom Emmer, who's seen as the leader of the group, has the backing of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. This is not a time for a learning experience as Speaker. Tom would be able to walk into the job and do it on day one. That McCarthy, speaking of Emmer, on NBC's Meet the Press. Other candidates include Kevin Hern of Oklahoma, who chairs the Republican Study Committee. That's the GOP's largest ideological caucus. And Austin Scott of Georgia, who chairs a House Agriculture Subcommittee. Republicans plan to vote tomorrow on a new nominee who will still have to get 217 votes on the floor if all Democrats are present and all vote for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. By the way, McCarthy would rule out returning to the speakership if his colleagues want him, but he insisted, "I don't need the title. I'm going to help in any way I can." For more on the speaker's race, read our Washington Week Ahead. Bozeman. Farmers need certainty with Farm Bill extension. With no action in sight on a new Farm Bill, the top Republican of the Senate Ag Committee says lawmakers are going to have to provide farmers and bankers with certainty about what policies are going to be in place for 2024. Senator John Bozeman said at a Farm Bill listening session in Missouri on Friday that a year-long extension is probably needed. He suggested the extension would be attached to a funding bill that will be needed next month to avert a government shutdown. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Front of packaging labeling public meeting is set for November 16th. The Food and Drug Administration continues its work on developing a front-of-package labeling system to help consumers quickly see nutritional information. In a recent blog, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says front-of-package labeling, quote, has the potential to be one of the most momentous changes to food labeling since the Nutrition Facts label. Newly appointed FDA Commissioner of Human Foods Jim Jones also identified work on the labeling as a key to the agency's work in helping consumers make better food choices. FDA is currently conducting consumer research to understand the impact of different potential options of front-of-package labels. Califf said the research will help inform FDA's next steps as a part of a planned proposed rule. In addition, the Reagan-Udall Foundation for the FDA says it plans to host a public meeting on November 16th to hear from stakeholders. Syngenta Group elevates Rowe to CEO. Jeff Rowe, now the president of Syngenta Crop Protection, will become CEO of the Syngenta Group January 1st, one of several leadership changes announced by the seed and agrochemical giant. Rowe was previously president of Syngenta Seeds. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Hovind defends USDA CCC authority. John Hovind, the top Republican of the Senate Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, defends removing restrictions on USDA's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation for assisting farmers. In 2018, Congress lifted CCC restrictions that were put in place after the Barack Obama administration used the account for farm disaster assistance during the 2010 congressional campaign. Some congressional Republicans want to reimpose the restrictions after Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack used the account to fund the Biden administration's Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities initiative. Hovind said that ending the restrictions in 2018 enabled the Trump administration to compensate growers for the impact of the trade war with China and the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Finally, here's today's He Said It. We cannot go back to the horse and buggy. Vet Chris Torres, owner of F&L Farms Trucking Incorporated, blasting proposed amendments to a heavy-duty truck regulation at the Air Resources Board. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, October 23rd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.